Blog Talk Radio.
This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio, on the air for Tuesday evening, September 16th, 2014. Tonight I'm doing a show that is definitely different from what I usually would do. And yes, there are some times I do a show that's unscripted, but this one I really kind of put together at the last moment. And excuse me as I go ahead and launch my chat room, as I usually forget to do. IMTM Worldwide Radio, just for those who have never heard of it before, it's something I started a few years ago primarily to promote and advertise people that I work with in the entertainment industry or have worked with, people who are either in positions of note, they control certain aspects of the industry, or they're actually the talent themselves. Over the years, I've also expanded it to include different subject matters, world events, current events, sports, of course. But tonight I'm going to be talking about 24 hours. And if you know, not thinking exactly what that could mean, possibly mean, talking about 24 hours in a day. Well, how does that relate to anything? Well, if you are online and you saw the posting of my show tonight, you got a little bit of what it is, so I'll go ahead and tell you. 24. Actually, the title of the show is 24 Hours in a Day, What Are You Doing With Them? And in the show notes, what is your opinion? Do you really feel that you're ready to do the following for the next 20 years of your life? Wake up at 7 a.m. Leave your house at 8 a.m. Get to work at 9 a.m. Get off of work at 6 p.m., run errands until 7 p.m., get home at 8 p.m., say hello to your kids, spouse, eat dinner until 9 p.m., get things prepared for the next day until 10 p.m., go to bed at 11 p.m. or 12 a.m., and you start that cycle again. And you do this for 5 or 6 days a week, 50 or 51 weeks a year, depending on how much vacation time you have. Here's a better question. Is the money that you're making from this particular cycle, is the money that you're making on your paycheck from this particular type of cycle, however it might relate to you, is it worth doing this for the next 20 years? Now, let that sink in a moment, because, of course, everybody doesn't work the same type of shifts. Everybody doesn't work the same type of jobs. Okay, that's fair, right? Some people work more, right? Some people commute an hour and a half, 2 hours to get to and from work. Have you ever thought about that for the people who commute out there or the people who don't commute, I should say? Do you know that there's people who go to work and it takes them 2 hours to get there? So think about that. What if they have to wake up at 5 a.m., get themselves together by 6, don't get to work until 8 o'clock? How many hours is that and haven't even done anything yet? Is the check reflecting the effort just to go back and forth from work along with all the other stuff that's involved? Now, of course, if you're getting paid enough, nothing wrong with that, right? But again, if you're getting paid a lot of money, but you don't have the real time to enjoy it, is that worth it? 24 hours in a day, what are you doing with them? Now, let's say that you're not working a whole bunch of hours, okay? Let's say that you do have a lot of free time. Now, in that case, again, is the money measuring out equitably to make sure that everything that you need taken care of is taken care of, or are you being forced to have to take some more work on to make up the difference? So then again, guess what? Those same hours are still running into each other. There was a period of time I remember a long time ago. I was working at this company called Aflac full-time, and I would get off at 5 o'clock, and I would go to my next job at 6 o'clock, which was a company called Public Service Cellular. It's a cell phone company from back in the day. The department I was in was activations, and I activated people's cell phones. The salesperson at the store, or salesperson who was a mobile salesperson, like a business account or whatnot, they would call my department, and if they get me on the phone, they say, "Hey, Chris, this is such and such. I got two phones I need to activate." And they give me the little bit of information, and I get the phone number from them and everything, okay? And then what would happen is I'd turn on their voicemail, I'd turn on their call waiting, I'd turn on this, I'd turn on that, and you know, make sure that everything's okay, let the salesperson know they're ready to go, and I get off the phone. I did that from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. I went to work at Aflac starting at 9 o'clock. So from 9 o'clock to 9 o'clock, I was working every day. My money never really transpired like I would think it should have from working all those hours. Now, mind you, now at the time, I was still at home, so technically I was making a little bit of money. Because there were certain things I wasn't responsible for, of course, right? Think about that. Whatever money you're making, if you're living at home and or you're not having to be responsible for a lot of bills, you know, a certain amount of money an hour is kind of big-time money, isn't it? Until you do have rent, car note, insurance, gas to put in the car, right? But at the time, you know, I'm still, like I said, I was young. I was at home. I'm helping the family and everything. Wasn't no big deal. But then again, it was because all of my time was at work. By the way, there was a period of time in between all that. I was actually going to school at the same time. Forgot to mention that, right? So 24 hours in a day, what are you doing with them? This show is just basically start thinking about where your 24 hours a day are really going. Every day, every week, every month, every year. Where is your time at? Have you lost it? Do you know where it is? Are you looking for it? Is it sneaking around? I wrote an article the other day, and again, by the way, and you know what? This is my fault. If you would like to call into the show, if you're listening, this is technically not a call-in show, but I am supposed to still go ahead and give out the number. Number is 646-652-4479. It looks like everybody in the world is texting me now all of a sudden once I'm on the show. 646-652-4479 if you'd like to call in the show and just give a brief mention in regards to where your 24 hours in a day go. And does it measure out for you personally? Because everybody has different experiences. Again, there's people who are balling out of control, right? Making all the money in the world, right? Chilling. But that's not everybody. So I'm not talking about the other half, am I? Obviously. Back to my article. I wrote an article the other day, and it's math related. Does it matter how much effort you put in to keep your job? If you're working a job, if you're employed, if you work for somebody, does any of the following sound familiar? I'm going to read this verbatim. I wrote this on September 11th, by the way. Math. You invest money going to work every day, every week, every month, every year. Are you getting a fair return on your investment? You never thought about it? You pay a car note each month, insurance to keep the car legal, and gas for the car to run. Or you pay a monthly bus pass fee, or you use taxis, depending on the city that you live in, okay? You pay something to get around. You're not walking everywhere, are you? You pay to keep your clothes clean, whether that be putting in the cleaners or you're buying a whole bunch of clothes detergent, okay? You pay to keep your hair neat, go to the hairdresser, go get your hair cut regularly, right? You buy food, either out of pocket, or you buy groceries to make something to take to work every day, breakfast or lunch, sometimes dinner, depending on the shift you work, right? You do this every year. Let's say the typical car note, and we all know this is a lie, is $300 a month. Let's say your insurance is $100 a month. Let's say you spend $100 in gas a month. You know that kind of can get kind of iffy, right? Let's say you spend $100 for lunch a month. That's daily, okay? Let's say your clothes and your hair over a month's time is about $100, give or take, man or woman. That right there is $700 a month. That's to keep and maintain the job that you have. Because if you take some of those things out of the mix, you either are not going to work often or you're not going to work at all, are you? Because if you're not paying for transportation, you're not getting to work. If you're not paying for food, you're not really eating, thus your production is dropping. If you're not maintaining your personal grooming, people start asking questions about what is your motivation for even coming up here because you're looking crazy and you don't smell too good. So these things must be done, right? Math, that's about $8,400 a year you're spending. That's $8,400 a year you're investing to keep the job that you currently have. Are you getting a return on investment? Is it fair? So at the end of a calendar year, minus whatever expenses you have other than what I've already mentioned, does your income cover that $8,400? What are you getting back on your taxes? Did you break even? Do you have a surplus? Or do you owe? See, that's a question that everyone that is working that doesn't have the perfect job and the perfect income should ask themselves, right? Because the next question would be, well, what do I need to do to change that if it doesn't fit? I'm going to leave that at that, on that end, okay? What do you think? 646-652-4479. Let me make sure there's nobody in the chat room. Not just yet. Good, okay. 24 hours in a day, what are you doing with them? Now, if you would like to see any of the articles that I do write, you can go to www.imtnworldwide.com and click on commentary. I have a slew of articles that I write, okay? But that one should make you really think about things, right? If you've never thought of it before, $8,400 a year, that's a lot of money. I'm going to read another article. Let's see if I can find it. Actually, no, I'm going to read a comment. If someone gave you $1 million to open a McDonald's, now this is actually segueing into something else really briefly, but it's still a matter of it's the same topic. 24 hours in a day, what are you doing with it? If someone gave you $1 million to open a McDonald's, would you take it or say, no, I don't want it, because then I would have to work hard at hiring the staff, getting inventory, training people, and always making sure I have the correct advertising and marketing materials displayed weekly, ensure quality control, et cetera, et cetera. Too much work. That's why millions make a few hundred a week and only a few make millions a week. Remember, there's 24 hours in a day. Why wouldn't you take some of that time of hours in a day and make sure that you know everything that you need to know, do everything that you need to do, to make yourself a success in McDonald's, one of the biggest franchises on the planet Earth? Why would you be content with what you've already been doing if you were given that chance? See, a lot of people are given chances all the time to do something more than what they're doing, and they never take it because for whatever reason, they're cool with the hours that they do have in the day, even though they're dissatisfied with them. They'll accept it because it's just a little bit easier to do more. Because when you're doing something for yourself, isn't that beneficial to you? It doesn't that give you more satisfaction to know that you did something and you were productive and it was because of you and not you relying on someone else? Think about that for a second. Now I'm going to go back into 24 hours or 24 hours in a day between sleeping, going to work, coming home from work, cooking, all those good things that we have to do. In between, what time do we have left for ourselves? What are some of the things that you like to do when you're not working? Or do you never have any time to do anything that you want to do, even though you're making all the money? Again, why would you choose purposely to do one thing rather than the latter? AKA, you would rather just be working rather than enjoying yourself, if you could. See, that's the big if. There's people who could be put in positions of time management and investment in their own selves, whatever it is they choose to do. How can you be a model if you're always at work? How can you be an actor if you're always at work? How can you be self-employed if you're always at work? There are people who know how to build things. You can't build things on someone else's time, can you? There's people who know how to cook. You can't cater an event if you're on the job site, right? So how do you divvy up the two? Or can you? Or will you? Because there's a lot of people who know how to do stuff really good, never give themselves an opportunity to do it. 25 years pass, and that's when they decide, oh, well, you know what? I really need to capitalize on my real talent. But to do that at 55 years old is kind of hard, isn't it? And that's just the truth. The truth of the matter is, depending on what generation you have been in, we've been taught, let's see, let me put it to you like this. We haven't been taught correctly. We haven't been given all of the information. It hasn't been laid out on the line. Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, said some things in January. I got to see him speak. And he said a lot of things that made me really consider different things. I never really thought about it in a certain way before. And a lot of times, most people never do anything until they're told to or they're asked to, right? Eventually, you have to be able to take control of where your life is going rather than let it be dictated by somebody else just because. You really are going to just work the rest of your life just because that's what most people will tell you. Take that job. Don't leave it. Stay there forever, even though you're only making $8.75 an hour and you can't live off of that, but you need to stay there and work as many hours as you can. Those many hours do not mean anything when you have rent and a car note and insurance and gas and kids. You can't live off of that, can you? But there's a lot of people who try to. There's a lot of people who will budget everything around $8.75 an hour. Believe me, I know who they are because I used to have to hire them. I'd rather hire somebody who says, you know what, Chris, I'm willing to do this if I have the ability to make this. I used to work in Atlanta. Now, if you saw any of my videos off my YouTube page, and again, if you want to see anything that I'm doing, although I don't have the new videos posted on my website just yet, but all my contact information is on my site. Go to www.imtmworldwide.com and just email me. But I mentioned how I used to work in Atlanta, and I used to work for a cell phone company as a corporate recruiter, and I used to hire people. I used to hire people to work commission only, selling cell phones. I used to hire people that the only way they could keep their job is they had to sell at least 40 cellular phones a month. I believe we service T-Mobile. I want to say AT&T. Don't quote me on that. I always forget. It's been a while. I had 13 locations in Atlanta, Georgia that I personally was responsible for. You had at least 4 employees in each location that had to be in the location. Some locations had 6 people. Because of turnover, because, of course, you got people who don't do their job, don't come to work, they steal, all this kind of stuff. I'm always interviewing people. I'm always recruiting, right, because of turnover. However, my turnover wasn't as bad as others because I made sure through all the junk and hire people who really actually wanted to work and actually knew the value of themselves and the value of being able to work on commission on the basis of these. Everybody wants a cell phone, right? So if you know how to talk and you're halfway a nice person, you're going to do well. I had a lot of people that I hired became managers. Mind you, they're working commission only. So if anything, they knew how much they were worth, but they also knew how valuable 24 hours in a day is because they're not having to worry about working overtime. They come in, do their shift, and they're out, right? Back to my point. Who would rather, instead of being able to make $2,500 a month, would rather make that $875 a month working the same hours? They would rather go to Best Buy or Walmart or somewhere like that and make $8.75, Cricket, Metro PCS, something along those lines, rather than they have the ability to make as much money as they possibly could make. There's people who I hired who are selling 60, 70 phones a month. They're making stupid money. Some of them were making more money than I was as a corporate recruiter because I didn't get paid like they got paid. I got paid a stupid salary and a bonus. Now, I made my money. Don't get me wrong. My bonus, you know, when it kicked in, oh, I was making some cash. But I wasn't making money like they were making per sale. And I definitely wasn't making any percentage of the bills that were created because of all those activations. I can't imagine how much money I'd be making right now if I was still getting paid percentage of every phone that my locations were responsible for activating for the year that I was there. It makes me mad thinking about it sometimes. And one day I'm actually going to do the math. I'm not going to do that tonight, though, because what I'm talking about is there are 24 hours in a day. What are you doing with them? I've already told you, the typical person in the United States, if they're working a job, spends at least $8,400 a year keeping the job, which means you're paying money to make money. And so if you're not making more than $8,400 a year, of course, you're wasting time. You're killing yourself. How much more do you need to be able to make, of course, to not only break even, but to really actually be making a profit? Think about how many people do not have savings accounts. They can't afford to save any money because any extra money that they have has to go to a bill or has to go to a debt that they've created over a period of time, has to go to something towards children's schooling or something. Think about that, right? Oh, don't forget, if you're making a lot of money, you have to kind of spend money like you're making the money, right? So you splurge, right? Go out to the club and buying bottles, hundreds of dollars on alcohol, right? Or get that new car or get all those outfits or shoes or watches, game system, consoles, whatever they're called, right? Got to live it up. $8,400 a year, though, is gone. Don't forget about taxes. Comes out your check before you even see it, right? $8,400 a year. So if you've never thought about that before, add it up yourself. Think about how much money you pay in your car. And I lowballed it. I said $300 a month for a car note, okay? Some people pay $200 a month for insurance. That's $700 right there. I did numbers to where everything was $700 a month. There's people who pay maybe $1,000 a month to go to work every day. Some more than that, depending on what state and city they're in, right? 24 hours in a day, what are you doing with them, and is it worth it? Because if it's not worth it, don't you think it's time to at least start thinking about exit strategy from doing whatever you've been doing? If whatever you've been doing up till now, if you've been working 5 to 10 years and you don't have $12,000 in the bank, there is something terribly wrong because that meant that you weren't able to save $100 a month for 10 years. That's $12,000. I wasn't one of those people either, so I can say it. No fault of mine. At the end of the day, those companies didn't pay me enough, or I didn't pick the right companies. It's one of the two, right? Not paying me for what I'm worth. again, my videos bear out some of those examples. And I'll make sure I'll try to post something on my website tonight to direct people to the YouTube page that I'm referring to. 24 hours in a day, what are you doing with them? What do you like to do? Do you like to go bowling? Do you like to fish? Do you like to sew, what are they called, blankets, quilts? Do you like to go to the movies? Do you like to eat out? Simple stuff. Do you like to go on trips? Do you go on trips when you want to, or do you go on trips when you scheduled it way in advance? Can you do anything just, well, I'm going to a trip tomorrow? 646-652-479, meant to throw the number out there. But again, this wasn't really a call-in show. This was just something for people to listen to if they wanted to listen to it, okay? And actually, if I do get a caller in the next 3 minutes, I'll let you be able to call in. I'll extend the show an extra 15 minutes, okay? But 24 hours in a day, what are you doing with them? Can you do anything with all those hours that benefits you more than it might be doing right now? Again, this is not for everybody because there are people out there who do have everything perfect. They have all the money in the world. They have all the time in the world. This show ain't for them, frankly, right? Personal time, working hard, money. At a certain point, you got to be selfish, especially if you do have kids, especially if you do have a wife or a husband. You have family. 24 hours in a day, what are you doing with them? Can you do anything with them? Is there anything you can do to change the cycle if you were in that cycle that I mentioned earlier? Waking up early, getting home late, working in between, barely getting any real rest or sleep, doing it over and 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 over again, not getting any appreciation for the work you're putting in, productivity that you're giving to the company, the loyalty, the sacrifices, and you look at your check. And you look with that puzzled look, what in the world am I doing? Purpose of this show tonight, have you come to that conclusion yet? And are you ready to start thinking about doing something else? Not quit your job, not blow up your job with a whole bunch of grenades and rocket launchers, but start looking at other things that will put you in a better position over a shorter period of time. Because, again, we're living longer than we ever have as a people, right? My great-grandmother is a great-great-grandmother, my bad, is 102 years old, okay? Right now I'm 38, so I'm going to be pushing for 135 personally. So if we're living longer, we need to be able to get a lot more stuff done earlier than later. Don't want to be working till you're 65, do you? Because 875 is not going to get you too many places quick. My next show is going to probably repeat this particular topic for those who didn't get to hear it. If you heard this show and you really liked it, let people know about it. I'll do this show again. But I'll do a series of shows that will kind of start leaning into what can you do? Do you have an alternative? Do you have an option? Are you willing to start looking at doing something a little bit different? Or are you cool with what it is now? And ain't nothing wrong with that. This show ain't for you. But if it makes you think, this show was perfect for you. So on that note, doesn't look like I'm going to have a caller, so I'm going ahead and end the show tonight. I do appreciate all those who were able to listen in. Again, the last-minute thing, did no marketing or advertising for this particular show. But next time I will. My name is Chris. Definitely hit me up on my website, www.imtmworldwide.com. And, of course, my number for business, 706-393-8426. Until the next time, I will talk to y'all later. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Peace. I'm not afraid of the dark.
Thank you.